Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are here to host a community conversation about the Flora Buffalo Cannabis Campus. We have shared information about the project, including a promotional video, and this is really the next step. We want to make sure that we solicit community input and also give the folks of Buffalo an opportunity to ask us questions about the project, because we really do see them as our partners in this process.
What specifically are you looking for from the public as far as their input?
That's a great question. We are providing information, giving them a clearer vision of what we have imagined for Buffalo, the state-of-the-art 1.25 million square foot campus right here in Western New York. And we want to give them an opportunity to ask questions as well as share information with them about the project, but also about the industry. We're dealing with 80 years of prohibition, and people have questions and concerns, and we're here to address them. Well, people have been really excited. The feedback has been very positive. One question that we've got a lot is, when are the jobs coming? Where can I submit my resume? So we really want to let people know that we are at the beginning stages of the process and we're sharing a vision, but we also want to make sure that we have a channel of communication open to them so that if they are willing to work with us and they are supporting this project and excited, give them ways that they can get involved and make sure that we can take this dream and fulfill it, bring it to fruition.
Have you had more meetings like this?
Yes, this is the first of, we anticipate this being the first of many community conversations that we have to ensure the public that the vision that we have for the Flora Buffalo Cannabis Campus is one that they can get behind and support and help to, you know, along with us to build a new industry here in New York.
How complicated is it to convey information to the public when we don't even know when marijuana is going to be legalized in New York State and the regulations on there?
That's a great question. We know that this is a priority because Governor Cuomo announced as much in January when he gave his State of the State address. And we know that cannabis, the cannabis legalization is coming. And it is incumbent on us to be prepared so that we can all have a place at the table. And part of what we are doing and sharing our vision is to help the people of Buffalo really get prepared for cannabis legalization when it comes. We want Buffalo to be part of the innovation and to be a leader in the space. And in order to do that, we've got to plan now. We've got to have these conversations now.
Are you taking job applications during this?
We do have channels. Am I looking at you or am I looking
at me?
Okay. So we do have a way for people to communicate with us if they want to send job applications or queries or even to voice their support. We have a website set up where people can communicate directly with us, and we are excited to get people of Buffalo involved with the project. In terms of jobs, we are still sharing our vision, so we're not at the hiring stage yet, but we definitely are excited to have people join us day one.
How important is it to have people who have been negatively affected by 80 years of prohibition in marijuana be a part of?
That is a great question, and we are committed to social equity as a part of the business model and making sure that everyone has a seat at the table in this industry, particularly people who've been disparately impacted by America's war on cannabis. We all know about communities that were devastated, people whose lives were upended because they got a cannabis conviction, and we want to make sure that they can participate in the industry. We are excited by the opportunity to offer community benefits, job training, opportunities for entrepreneurship. We want them to be our partners in this project and in this industry.
What's the next step then? So you're going to take the information you hear and then do what with that?
Well, this is, again, we're sharing a vision, and this is you know, by far, we are far from completion. So we are adapting and adjusting, and we're going to take community input and adjust our model and our vision so that we can be sure that we are doing the best to support them with this project, and also that our vision is inclusive of their goals and their input. Well, so our partnerships, we've already, as part of this visioning process, reached out to a number of entities like Roswell and SUNY Erie, and we're still really finalizing the details on there. What we know is that we share a desire to do clinical research in cannabis and make sure that we are leveraging the plant for its health and wellness benefits. So we are aligned in our goals, and we continue to keep that conversation going with Roswell. That's a great question. Buffalo has an amazing legacy of manufacturing, and at our core, Flora Buffalo's vision is, part of our vision, is to process, to cultivate and process cannabis health and wellness products. So Buffalo is a great choice. This is a region with amazing, hardworking people, with a history of manufacturing, and we think that bringing this new industry to Buffalo will help be part of the revitalization of the area.
Do you have any campaigns you plan to do to, deter younger people from using marijuana?
We are still very much in the vision stage of this project. And of course, like everyone else, we want to make sure that cannabis is something that's highly regulated and it has safeguards. So I certainly wouldn't rule anything out, but right now we're really focused on getting the message about the cannabis campus out there. That's a great question. So right now we are anticipating 500 to 1,000 jobs, and we're anticipating high-paying jobs in the cannabis industry. We're talking, and we're also offering training, because while I'm sure there are people with industry expertise in the area, there are also a lot of people with interest but may not necessarily have the training. So part of what we're doing is partnering with SUNY Erie to ensure that there is training on site for people that want to be part of the industry and want to be part of the cannabis campus.
Are you taking any position on local entrepreneurs, I mean, people who want to sell in corner deli or something like that?
Well, I think we envision this as a space for small businesses and entrepreneurs as well as companies. Like, we want it to be as inclusive as possible. So what we're doing to further entrepreneurship is starting an incubator that will help facilitate cannabis businesses in the industry. So people who need resources, whether they're financial resources, whether they're just, you know, the sort of backbone of any business, we want to help them get into the space. We want there to be a place for everyone.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.